What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, fam? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Chance, and guys, I'm fired up for today's episode on the podcast, on a live stream. Let's freaking go, guys. Today, we're going to be talking about how I went from being a skinny boy, having some skinny boy abs, to a shredded six-pack in a very limited amount of time. It wasn't like it took me all of these years to do it. It did over time progressively get better. Like, I went from literally having a flat stomach and being super skinny, really thin arms. I just made a post about it today on my story. So if you guys are curious and you're listening to this live, go check out my story. It's like, it's crazy. I'm standing between two of my buddies at the time. The one kid had some muscle. I think we were freshmen. So I was probably 15 at the time. And the other kid next to me was a little bit heavier than I was. And you could just tell how small I looked. And that's because my whole life, I've been skinny. I've struggled with putting on weight. No one ever taught me how to put on weight. I always struggled with it. And I finally figured out the formula after so many years, of doing my own research, of figuring out what foods I should eat, of figuring out, yes, I do need to eat a high protein diet and different stuff like that to finally, like I say, get that formula to actually not just having like a six pack, a skinny boy six pack, but actually putting muscle onto my abs, feeling defined, feeling lean, and actually feeling good inside of my own skin. So guys, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Get your pens, get your paper out. We're going to be taking some notes. I like making these lives extremely interactive. So, you know, you guys don't have to take notes. You can write it in the comments. Whatever you guys do, write it down, say it out loud. Make sure you guys aren't just listening to what I'm saying, letting it go in one ear and out the other. Actually implement it, because as you guys know, I always say success like speed. So guys, we're going to get into things. So guys, The first thing that I realized that was needed to go from a skinny boy who, yes, had abs but was very insecure, wasn't confident in my body, was I had to eat, and I had to eat a lot. And Steven, you know this. You know the amount of calories I have you eating. You went from, say, eating 1,600 calories a day to now you're up to 3,000 plus calories a day after being in the program for 16 weeks, working on week 17. And that is the number one thing you guys need to get out of that skinny boy, skinny guy, skinny man, whatever you want to call yourself, physique and mindset, right? So you need to be eating enough calories to feed your muscle that is being worked in the gym or being worked at work or whatever you guys are doing that's physically active and that's being restrictive on the body. And you need to feed yourself so that you can actually grow. So that's number one, is feeding yourself. And I just did a video. I just did a reel about this today. Three reasons why you're not accomplishing your fitness goals. And the very first one is you're focused more on the quantity of the food and not so much the quality. So the quantity is important, right? So it is very important to get an ample amount of calories. I just made that clear. Steven went from 1,500 to 1,700 calories a day, all the way up to 3,000 calories a day. And he put on 14 pounds and he's still climbing in weight. That is very important. But the other main reason why Steven was so successful in that transformation and feels good 90% of the time is because he started to introduce these animal-based foods. He started to introduce foods that are actually able to make his mind and his body thrive, right? There's a lot of fitness coaches out there and fitness professionals, they refer to themselves as, that are prescribing these meal plans that are very low on the nutritional totem pole. So like things to include in this low nutritional totem pole basis of food is just plain chicken breast. Purdue chicken breast that you can buy for $2 a pound, $1.99 a pound at Walmart. This is what I used to do when I was in college. Super affordable, not to say that it's not affordable, but it's extremely low in nutrition. All you're doing is filling a macro void. You know, you're getting more protein and that's great and you need protein, but what you guys aren't seeing is you're viewing this whole nutrition thing as extremely superficial. You're not diving deep into nutrition. You're not diving deep into the micronutrient aspect of what it is you're putting into your body, guys. I say this all the time. Food is not only fuel, but food is also information. I want to see that in the comments, Steven. I want to see that in the comments to anybody watching. Food is not only fuel, but food is also information. Let's see that in the comments. One more time. Food is fuel, but it is also information. And guys, the reason why this is so important is because our body is made and comprised of over 4 trillion cells. These cells all communicate every second of every day. And when we're feeding our bodies, not just based off of a number of however many calories we're supposed to eat, and we're actually feeding ourselves the right vitamins, the right minerals, the right enzymes, peptides, these things, guys, are going to allow our bodies to thrive. They're going to allow our endocrine system, otherwise known, you know, our hormonal system, to thrive and to create the right amount of testosterone for muscle growth, the right amount of growth hormone to keep our bodies in a hypertrophic or in an anabolic state to actually grow new muscle and to expand the muscle that's already there, but to maintain that too. And without this quality nutrition, if you're just eating chicken breast, like, yeah, you can still bulk up on chicken breast, but your body is going to be performing on a suboptimal level. So when you eat liver and you eat liver before a live stream and you have a shit ton of energy, you know it's because of the liver that you have so much energy, not the fucking coffee. Right? It's the liver. It's things like liver. It's things like grass-fed ground beef. It's things like fruit and natural sugars that are going to fuel your body and fuel your mind, fuel your six pack to live on a whole nother level. And that's where you guys, your mindsets are lacking. I say that because I was once there. I once lived where your guys' minds are currently at. And I'm trying to get you guys to be in a different place. I'm trying to get you guys to think differently about nutrition so that doesn't take you guys 10 years to go from a skinny boy to someone who's shredded and proud and confident of their body. So drop some fire in the comments, guys, if this is hitting home for you. If this is hitting home for you, if I'm hitting anybody right now, whether you guys are on a replay or on the live stream on the podcast, make sure you guys drop some fire for me so I know, guys, this is valuable information that y'all are going to be able to take some pointers home from this stream today. So drop some fire for me in the comments. Guys, number two. So that was number one is nutrition. We dove a little deeper than we usually do into nutrition. Why? Micronutrition is as important, if not more important, than macronutrition. Okay, getting the sufficient amount of magnesium, of copper, of vitamin A, vitamin K2, not K1, right? These are all things that are not taught with the basic food pyramid that certified dietitians and certified nutritionists are taught. I'm not certified in nutrition. I'm not a certified dietitian. I didn't go to school for it. I went to school for business and entrepreneurship. Okay. I have an entrepreneur-minded brain, and I'm a certified personal trainer. I have other credentials through being a personal trainer, a movement specialist, different stuff like that. I've taken a few postural restoration courses, so I observe how the body moves and whatnot. But in regards to nutrition, I've done my own research. And not only done my own research, but I've seen what doesn't work and what does work for myself personally. And I've also seen what seriously does work for my clients. And that is eating an animal-based diet. So guys, eat an animal-based diet, feel good all of the time, get your gains, get your macros in, still count your macros, that's fine. But make sure you're getting those macros from food sources that you know that food, which is information and fuel going into your body, is going to be processed to allow you to thrive. So guys, number two is actually seeing yourself. And we talk about these affirmations all the time. Number two is actually seeing yourself as that shredded dude. Seeing yourself as 15 pounds heavier than you're at right now. So if you're sitting at 170 and you're like, fuck, I want to get to 185 pounds, but like I've tried all of these things and I just can't seem to get there. If you guys have tried all of these things, I guarantee you haven't actually envisioned what it would feel like to be 185 pounds. That is where you're likely lacking. That's where I've been lacking. And that's even where I lack with my business right now. That's why I'm not at the next level yet. Is because sometimes I struggle to see myself what it would be like to have 30 to 40 clients in my fitness program because I've never been there. So sometimes it's hard to envision yourself being in a different position, in a more elevated position. But until you can really see yourself and feel what it would feel like to be 185 pounds, you're never going to be there. Like you can eat all the food you want. You can do all the workouts you want. But if you're not actually feeling it, and I know it sounds kind of voodoo, if you're not actually feeling it and affirming it, we do this all the time. I do this with my guys in my community. You know, I say, I am 185 pounds. I am a beast. I feel confident in my own skin. I am secure with who I am as a man. Like we affirm this shit every single day. We do these daily affirmations because I know how powerful it has been for me. And I know how powerful it is for my guys, for my clients. So guys, number two is affirming. Number two is affirming how much weight you want to be. Affirming how confident you actually want to be in your own skin. Affirming how secure you are with how you look when you take your shirt off. How secure are you when you look in the mirror every day when you brush your teeth in the morning? Like when you guys get up in the morning and you know, I'm assuming most of you probably don't sleep with a shirt on. At least I don't. Maybe some of you do. But when you take your shirt off to go in the shower and you get out and you brush your teeth looking at yourself in the mirror, are you proud? Are you proud of that extra 5 to 10 pounds of belly fat? Are you proud of that skinny boy six pack? Probably not. I wasn't. I was never proud because I was never satisfied. I knew that I could do so much more. I knew I was capable. I knew my potential was far surpassing the field I was playing in. And I know so many of you are in the same landscape that I once was in. But I'm here to tell you guys that you're no different. And it's because I decided to affirm I was going to weigh 200 pounds. I decided I was going to affirm that I'd get down to 4.5% body fat. And that was going to happen through the actions that I took and the vision that I had. Guys, it doesn't just happen overnight. You don't just gain 15 pounds, Steven. You have to invest and you have to commit to your goals. Right? Steven, you made a commitment 16 weeks ago. Now you're on your second 16-week commitment because you saw how powerful the first 16 weeks were. You saw how powerful you could be when you invested into your mindset and your mentality. That when guys, your mindset, right? Let's make it, this is number three. Your mindset, your mentality is the number one most important thing when it comes to making a transformation. Write that shit in the comments, write it on a post-it note. Put it on your mirror so every day you wake up and you brush your teeth and you have your shirt off, you're going to read, the number one ingredient to making a successful transformation is my mindset. The number one ingredient to making a successful transformation is my mindset. I want to see that in the comments from somebody right now on Facebook, on Instagram. I want to see somebody say the number one ingredient to making a successful transformation is my mindset, is my mentality. Because guys, I'm here to tell you without this winner's mentality, this positive mentality, this mindset, you are not going to make a successful transformation. I'm sorry to give you guys that news. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news here. But if you don't have the right mindset, you're going to sleep on you're physically going to sleep on your goals. And you're also mentally going to sleep on your goals. You're not going to have the desire when you get home from work at 6 o'clock at night and you're super freaking tired and your kids are wanting to play with you or your dog needs to go out or you need to tend to whatever bullshit that you have at home. Your goals are going to fall. They're going to fall on that priority list. You guys have to have a strong mindset so you constantly are reminding yourself how important they are and your mindset, your mentality is strong enough to keep those up on your priority list. So at 6 o'clock, you say, okay, I'm tired. My dog vomited. I have to clean up the dog vomit. I have to clean my apartment. I have to cook dinner. But I also realize that I still need to go to the gym at least for 30 minutes. Because my goal of putting on 15 pounds in the next 16 weeks is so important to me. And if I don't go to the gym today, yeah, one day is not going to matter. But when you skip one day, the next day is going to be twice as easy to quit. The day after that is going to be 4 times as easy to quit. And the week after that is going to be 10 times easy to quit because now you have 7 days of quitting in a row and you're putting that habit of quitting, of being okay, inside of your mind. You guys see where I'm going with this. So when you start to quit and you're okay with being a quitter, being a loser, because that's what you are if you continue to quit on yourself, you're now acting like a loser. You're now acting like the majority of your friends or of people that maybe have been around you for too long and they're starting to rub off on you. They're starting to rub off their colors, their personality on you. You become like them. You become a loser. You become a quitter. And you guys wouldn't be here if you were a quitter. You wouldn't be listening to me if you weren't a quitter. You're listening to me because you want to be inspired to be a winner. You want to be inspired to hold your goals as your priority. Successful transformation starts with your mentality. So guys, number one thing, guys, coming back to the very beginning of this podcast, going from skinny boy abs, skinny guy abs, to actually having a shredded six pack. The number one thing, guys, is going to be nutrition. Without quality and quantity nutrition, you will not get to that next level. You will not put on 10 pounds. You will not have a six pack that you're actually proud of. You will not lose that extra 10 pounds of belly fat and replace it with 5 to 10 pounds of muscle and feel good in your own skin. Feel confident when you're brushing your teeth in the morning. Number two is you actually have to affirm it. You have to believe and have it set a vision, set a vision, for where you want to go. Where do you want to go? You guys, most of you guys are driving blind. That's why you haven't. That's why you haven't been able to reach that destination. That's why you haven't been able to step into that new body, to step into that new mindset, is because you don't have a vision of where it is you want to go. You don't have a vision of the mentality that you want to start to create for yourself. You guys have to get in alignment and become congruent with these goals, okay? You got to be in alignment with your goals. Let me see that in the comments. I must be in alignment with my goals, because if you're not in alignment with your goals, all of the noise that's around you on a daily basis, because we all have noise around us, is going to distract you from accomplishing your goals. It's going to distract you from staying in alignment with your goals. Okay, and that's why so many people fall off track. They start something, you know, all these New Year resolutioners, and we're going to start to talk about this soon as the new year comes up in the next 3 months. That's why you have people who start a new year and they get all motivated for 20 or 30 days, and then they fall off because they let the noise around them distract them. They let their environment define them. And a true warrior, a true relentless warrior with an unbreakable and unshakable mindset, doesn't let the noise get to them. What they do is they put up a shield and they prioritize their goals because they're in alignment and in congruency with what it is that they want, with who it is that they want to become. They practice daily affirmations. They practice a morning routine. They put themselves first selfishly because they know when their self is first thing in the morning and they put time for themselves, it's actually going to benefit the people they love the most around them. Let's fucking go, guys. Let's fucking go. I'm telling you right now, nutrition, accountability, and mindset, affirmations and mindset is what you guys need to transform from being that skinny kid, that skinny dude, to actually being proud when you take your shirt off, to actually being proud when you're brushing your teeth in the morning. You take your shirt off to take a shower and you're staring at yourself in the mirror, brushing your teeth, or you're sitting in the shower looking down at yourself and you're proud of it, right? You're proud of it. You start to have some veins coming up in your arms and your abs start to shred down a little bit. You start to see some muscle under your arms here. Like that shit to be proud of, because what that means is it's a visual representation. It's a visual representation of your new mentality. That's what I like so much about bodybuilding, is it is a physical, right in your fucking face art, piece of visualization that tells you how disciplined that individual is standing on stage at 4% body fat at 200 pounds of lean muscle mass. It tells you how disciplined that man or that woman has been for the last 16 weeks, how much work that they've put in to actually acquire that physique. Drugs or not, I don't care if you're on drugs or you're not. Obviously with drugs, yeah, you can take it to a new level. But even the people that are taking PEDs and are on drugs, you don't just get that physique by sticking your butt 3 times a week and sitting on your ass. You still have to put in the work. So I'm not against people who take PEDs. I'm really not. Like, if that's what they want to do, yes, it's gonna affect their health, but that's their decision. And if they want to do it for the sport and for whatever it is, that's awesome. They can still put in the work and take it to a new level. So guys, take yourselves to the next level. You deserve to be proud of your body. You deserve to actually step in to a new version of yourself. So take this energy, take this passion, take this fire, and go do something with it today. Go spread it to your family. Spread it to the people that you work with. Spread it to your friend group. Inspire somebody to be better. Inspire somebody to take leverage on their dreams, to leverage the things that actually fucking matter in their life. Become in alignment, become congruent with your goals so that one day you're no longer the skinny guy. You're no longer the guy that says, oh, my metabolism is just so high, I can't gain weight. You guys, I hear this all the time and it's fucking bullshit. It's an excuse. And it's because you maybe have never been told that it's an excuse, but you're just because you have a high metabolism doesn't mean you can't put on weight. I always thought I had a high metabolism and I couldn't put on weight when I was 16. And I soonly found out that I wasn't eating enough and I wasn't believing mentally enough in what I was capable of doing. I didn't believe I had all this potential. I didn't believe I was limitless. I didn't believe I was an unbreakable motherfucker. And until I started to believe those things, write those things down, speak those things out loud, I wasn't in alignment. So guys, get in alignment, be your best self, And I hope you guys have the best rest of your Tuesday ever. And I will see you guys tomorrow on the podcast. Yo, make sure you guys screenshot your screen on Facebook, on Instagram. If you guys are on the replay, screenshot, podcast screenshot. Tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness. Post your number one or number two biggest takeaways. Post that shit up on your story so I know you guys got some value from today's episode. I appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to hop on here on my live stream. If you guys have any questions, you know where to find me. Much love, much respect. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.